The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hi, welcome along to William Hill's Irish Racing Preview. We're going to be looking ahead to a card at Down Royal this evening. My name is Alex Dunn, and I've been joined on the line by William Hill's Irish racing expert, Mr. Andy Holding. Morning, Andy.
Morning, Alex.
Looking ahead to Down Royal this evening, firstly, we'll start just by saying congratulations. You had a great evening last night, didn't you?
I did, apart from one horse, and that was my nap, unbelievably. I didn't think it was the greatest ride that Joseph O'Brien's ever given a horse, by the way. I'm a massive, massive fan of Joseph, but I was screaming at him during the race to make a move because I could see how the race was developing. It was a very slowly run race. And as I said on many times at Leopardstown doing podcasts, you need to be handy when they go slow because they kick off the home turn. And it's not as if the horse has got to turn a foot. The one thing he is a stayer. And he was always going to find it difficult to reel in the lead as we've got first run in him. I certainly think he's a horse persevering with Heirloom. I don't think that was his... He was allowed to run to his strengths last night. I just think Joseph just had a bad night. You know, obviously one or two of his horses didn't run up to scratch, and you know, we opposed quite a few of them early on that looked vulnerable, but unfortunately fell foul of a slightly indifferent ride, but there you go. But the rest were fine.
You weren't with Mars or with Sir John Hawkins, were you?
Well, I just like the horses that were up against them. I think the market was very biased towards those two horses, and my figures were telling me that Exogenesis was at least the equal of Sir John Hawkins, if not better, and obviously his track form would stood him in good stead. And similar applied to you know, the two fillies against Mars, although technically they had a bit to find on the official ratings, speed figure wise, and their form at the track certainly gave them a fighting chance of beating the Fav. And of course, once the rain come, it kind of made life a little bit more difficult for Mars, whose best form up to now has been on the fast surface. So yeah, we wouldn't say we got lucky with that, but you know, it was a chance worth taking.
Definitely. Okay then, well, hopefully we can have a couple more winners on the Down Royal card tonight. It's a flat card and it kicks off at 5:40. First race is a maiden over 7 furlongs, and Harlem Shake looks like it could be towards the head of the market, but may just be looking a little bit exposed now. What do you think?
Yeah, definitely so, Alex. Yeah, I'd want to take this horse on tonight. He just looks a really awkward ride. I don't know if it's the fact that he has got the headgear on makes him look a little bit more tricky than he actually is, but his finishing efforts have been a bit tame later on. I mean, I fancied him at Roscommon a couple of starts ago, and I thought he got every chance that night. He was drawn his stall one. He got a good early lead, like I predicted on the podcast. And then, lo and behold, he got outrun by a horse who'd finished well down the field on his previous start, Letter from America. And his run the other day at the Cutter was just okay, nothing special. I mean, he was up against a reasonable you know, standard of horse in a nursery, and obviously a grade one track, but... yeah, there's something about him. I'm just beginning to get a little bit concerned about him now. I think Captain Moonlight's fairly straightforward. Looking at his runs of late, that run behind Princess Aloof wasn't a bad effort at all. And Jessica Harrington's inmate, the one that beat him, has run quite well next time out down in Killarney. So he's definitely got chances. Of course, Jamie Pickett is still looking for his first ride. Sorry, his first winner, beg your pardon. Obviously, he's got to... he'd have something to live up to with that name, hasn't he? The one I quite like here at a price, and this would be a little bit of an educated guess, would be Fight You For It from the Andrew Oliver stable. I think Andrew's got reasonable chances tonight here at Down Royal with a couple more runners later on the card. And I like this way this horse shaped on his debut down in the Fairy House behind Boone the Groom, who was a little bit of a shock winner that on that occasion for the Davy Marnane stable. But that race was full of horses who'd previously got good form at the track. Colour Blue, for instance, he'd finished third in a previous maiden, and also a horse called Pillow from the Johnny Murta stable will finish fourth. And I like the way this horse fight you for it finished his race off. I thought there was plenty more improvement to come, particularly over an extra furlong tonight, and at the prices, I think he's about 13-2, isn't he, this morning. Fight You For It looks a fair bet in the first race.
Okay, then, fight you for it at a morning price of 13-2, the selection in the opener. The second race is the 6:15. It is another maiden over 7. And similar to the first race, the main protagonists in this race, at least, are certainly fairly exposed, aren't they?
They are, yeah. I'm probably going to give Harpist one more go here, because every single time she's been absolutely smashed off the boards, like she's been really, really heavily backed. And I think the Watchman camper probably scratching their heads how this horse hasn't failed to win a race up to now. That horse that beat her last time out, One True Love, has been on the go for quite a while and is still maintaining her form. And, you know, is at least a reasonable benchmark with regards to that that form line down in Gowran. She certainly had every chance again, the Watchman filly, Harpist. And I think she got beat fair and square with no excuses. She's drawn stall one again today, so I imagine Wayne Lorden will give her another positive ride from stall one and try and say to the rest, well, catch me if you can. Main danger looks to be this Liv Dangerously, who ran OK the other night down in Nace, but I must admit, for a horse that was sent off 2-1 in a weak maiden at Nace where the favourite ran badly, I thought that was a pretty poor effort, to be perfectly honest. And even the run that beforehand, you know, wouldn't exactly be that great on the figures. So I think that the betting here is all wrong. I think Harper should be favourite in what she's done. I think she's definitely the best horse in this race. I think 15-8, 7-4 in the racing post this morning was about right. William Hill have gone 5-2 this morning. The Leaf giving punters a little bit of a chance here to have a little bit of a go at this horse at that kind of price. If you didn't want to back either one of the first two, it wouldn't be a shock in the world if either got beat. The top one looks a fair each-way alternative. Signor George, a horse who's caught the eye twice in a couple of decent maidens. First of all, down in Limerick behind Stradata. And then behind that, Belle de Carisi, of course, the horse that won for us on the podcast at the Cura on Saturday. So, you know, his form doesn't look too bad. Whether he's having his third run for a handicap mark, I wouldn't absolutely be sure. But if he's allowed to run on his merits, I certainly think he'll be good enough to finish in the frame. But Harpist is a selection at 5-2.
Harpist the selection, and it is not 5-2 anymore, Andy.
No, dear.
Been nibbled already into 2-1.
Oh, well, so, still not a bad chance.
No, not a bad price, and as you mentioned, it has been gambled on before, so maybe the Watchman money is down once more. The third race that we'll look at is the 6:45. It's a handicap over 7 furlongs. And at the head of the weights is Takata Blue, a horse that I know that you've followed quite closely recently, and you've tipped it up a few times. Do you think it can follow up its win last time at the Curra?
A lot depends on the ground here tonight to Dan Roy, what kind of surface we're going to get come 6:45, because there are a lot of thundery showers forecast, particularly for Northern Ireland. Of course, Dan Roy is in that neck of the woods, so to speak. And if it does rain, then I certainly think it'll tip the balance in the favour of Target Acquired ahead of Takata Blue. I do like both of these 2 3-year-olds. I think they're very progressive. Takata Blue's performance last time out, actually at the Curra, even though it was a winning performance, actually could have been upgraded to a degree, because Joe Lange's inmate didn't get the clearest of runs on that occasion, and only his kind of well-being at the moment allowed him to win that race as he did by a length. I think if he would have got a much clearer run, he would have won by a lot further, thus probably giving him even more than the £3 penalty that he runs under tonight. So I'm kind of loath or reluctant to go against Takata Blue, but I'm actually going to go for Target Acquired based on that run down in the Curra last time out and several other performances before that. That race is working out really well on the 30th of June. It was won by Michael Halford's Eastern Rules, who's won again since back at the track. And several performances of those in behind have led me to believe that form is really reliable. The likes of Rain God, etc., who have come out and won since. And Target Acquired hasn't yet run thereafter. He's run beforehand behind More Than Me Jobsworth. I've obviously been frank, because that horse won the other night back at Nace. And he showed good battling qualities when he won at Cork, most notably on soft ground. And like, as I said before, I do reiterate, if they do get plenty of rain here tonight at Down Royal, you probably need to really jump aboard this Target Acquired, because I think he'll handle the ground better than most. Apart from the front two in the betting, it looks a really weak race. I can't see anything else winning other than Takata Blue or Target Acquired. And I'm hoping if the rain comes, Andrew Oliver's charge will get a chance to show what he can do again.
OK, then. The 7:15 is the next race we'll look at. Once again, it is over 7 furlongs, and it is a handicap race. And this looks one of the more tricky races on the card, Andy.
Yeah, it does. I'm going to go, however, for number 6 on the card, is Ella's Dream from the Showman's O'Donnell stable. Wearing and Wheeling being booked to ride here. got a handy draw she has in trap three, this unlucky mare on her last two starts. Didn't get the best of run through in Garen early on in the season in April, when she was an eye-catching finisher down the outside of several horses who run well since. The winner, of course, went on to win at Tipperary next time out, Hurricane Sky. And also Knight Templar, who finished fifth on that occasion. He's won a couple of races at Leopardstown, so I think that form is fairly reliable. And I tipped Zealous Dream next time out at Nace. Unfortunately, she got a pretty rough run through on that occasion as well, when actually breaking quite handily. She had found herself at the back of the field with three to run, only to finish off very strongly again and eye-catchingly into fifth. Certainly think she'll turn the form around with Zar Paul, for instance, who was a place ahead of her on that evening. And it's just whether Zealous Dream can get a clear run. Obviously, these races at Downroll are always a bit tricky with big fields, because they race around that hairpin bend down the bottom around about two furlongs out, and you have to be in a good position turning off that bend. But if Zealous Dream can orchestrate a decent run, then she's definitely got a chance, because she has got a strong finish on her. So Zealous Dream each way, 10-1, looks fair enough.
Okay then, the 7:45 is a filly's handicap over a mile and 2.5 furlongs, and Keeping is a horse that won its her Dundalk maiden quite well, and then has been highly tried in some pretty hot races.
Yeah, she has. Yeah, I fancied her, funny enough, at Chester to run a big race, and she went a little bit too hard for her own good, and that's the problem with her at the moment. She's a bit of a tearaway, a bit of a strong front runner, and she's been having a job lasting the pace out towards the back end. I think she could be vulnerable again, not only to several strong finishes, but if it does rain here tonight, she's by Teofilio, and I'd imagine the combination of soft ground and trying to make the running and see off strong finishes could be the a big negative against her chance tonight. Also might go against Saratoga Baby if the rain comes in any great quantities. I do like Peter Fahey's mare, but all her best form is on a sand surface, and particularly over a mile. She's yet to prove herself beyond a mile and a quarter, and this is a stiff mile and a quarter here tonight. And I think if it does rain, it's going to definitely suit the top way here, and the most reliable and consistent horse and durable horse in this field, Stranfield Lady, who proved her well-being with a good win down in Ballinrobe the other night, getting the better of market rivals He's Our Music in a bit of a driving finish. And, of course, he's ridden by the man of the moment, Connor King, who's been riding winners left, right and centre. I think he's actually... This is the last time he rides under his £7 claim, because I think he goes down to £5 now, courtesy of riding 20 winners out with a double last night at Leopardstown. So this is the last opportunity for a lot of trans to use Connor's valuable seven. And it obviously withstands that £5 penalty she picked up the other day. As I said, if the rain comes, it'll definitely suit. She's run a couple of sound races here at the track. And like I say, I just think she's such a reliable individual that she's the percentage call in this 7:45.
OK, then, Stranfield Lady in the 7:45. The 8:15 is a handicap over a mile and 2.5 furlongs once more. And Overland Express got her head in front at Cork last time out, and must have claims here of following that up.
Yeah, quite surprised that she hasn't run since. Perhaps Connections have been looking for some soft ground to run her on, because she's obviously proven herself on an easy surface when she beat the Lake District down in Cork. She was doing all her best work at the end as well, to suggest that tonight's step up by 2 furlongs or so to certainly bred to. Anyway, she's by Dylan Thomas. And I like her attitude as well. Billy Lee, of course, rode her on that occasion, was really tough on her in the latter stages, but she answered every call. And I'm not sure about many of her opponents here tonight, particularly Minister of Mayhem. He's looked a little bit weak in the finish on a couple of occasions. I wouldn't necessarily be fancying him strongly. Ireland in the Sun, I presume, would probably be the danger. She's been running quite consistently well for the informed Watchman camp. Wasn't a bad effort down in Killarney the other day. And that run behind Neophilia reads quite well on paper as well. The figures suggest she could go close here. But Overland Express, particularly if the rain comes in her favour, the softer the ground, the better for her, because she's already proven on the surface. So the Tommy Stack runner in the 8:15 for me.
OK, then, the final race on the card is the 8:50. It is a race over a mile and 5 furlongs. And Dabba Dayan is probably the pick in this race, for me at least. I'm quite keen on this today, Andy.
Yeah, he's a lovely horse, isn't he, Dabba Dayan? He's a typical Mickey Halford individual that improves with each run. And he gets one of these every season that works its way through the ranks. He's now rated 107, courtesy of a win in the maiden. And, of course, a victory in a very hot handicap at the Curragh on Irish Derby weekend, when he stamped his authority on a very good field late on, powering clear to the line. Up until now, though, however, this colt by Zamindar. Has only ever raced on a fast surface, so if it does rain here tonight at Down Roll, of course we'll keep an eye on the weather forecast there for tonight. It could make all the difference. Whether he handles the surface is open to debate, and he's anyone's guess, really. If it doesn't rain, obviously his chances increase. He certainly comes out of this race on top of the figures I've got. And him and Irish Royal Irish's are set a very good standard, because Aidan O'Brien's inmate also ran to a very big figure down in Killarney last time out. And the first time Cheek Piece is given a positive ride by Joseph O'Brien, he made all the running to beat a horse who's subsequently gone on to frank the form by no less than 11 lengths. That train of thought won, of course, down in Ballinrobe the other night in the first time blinker. So both of these 2 3-year-old colts are of a very high standard. And it's a difficult call between the two, because I'm unsure which one of these two will want soft ground if it does rain. My best advice would be to wait and watch and see what the weather does. They're both top of the ground horses up to now, and if it does rain, then it could play into the hands of one or the other. But it is a difficult call between the two.
Okay, but if the ground remains firm, if you had to,
if I had to, well, I've got to stick with Dabadayan. Okay. I'm like you, I'm very much lured into his overall profile. I do like him, but it's a race I probably won't have a bet in, because these two are both done massive figures last time out. When I've got two like that, I tend to just leave it and sit it out.
Okay then, that's fine. Okay then, Andy, good stuff. Could you just sum up your 7 picks on the Down Royal card tonight?
I will indeed, yes. Fight You Forward, it looks a value bet in the first race for the Andrew Oliver team. In the 6:15, I'll give one more go to Harpist. She's got every chance tonight, drawn in stall one. Senor George would probably be the obvious each-way alternative. Manhattan the Knight's target acquired, particularly if the rain comes in time for that 6:45, because he's already handled soft ground back in Cork. In the 7:15, I quite like the chances here each-way of Zealous Dream, who hopefully will get a clearer run through than she did on the last two starts. Stranfield Lady is the obvious choice in the 7:45. Her chances increase if it rains, of course. Same applies to Overland Express in the 8:15. The more rain, the better for him. And in the 8:50, tough choice for me here. I'd probably sit this race out. It's going to be a mouth-watering contest between Dabadayan and Royal Irish Hussar. It's the pick of the three-year-olds.
OK, then. Certainly the last race dominated by the three-year-olds. Good luck with those, Andy. Hope you can notch a couple more winners at least. And, we'll speak soon.
Will do. Cheers, Alex.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.